You're listening to an audio recording from Brimley Baptist Church. For more resources or to give to this ministry, please visit brimleyworship.com.
Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 23. This is our last week in the series of finding rest for your souls, finding rest for your souls. I don't know about you, but I have found rest for my soul walking through these last four messages for sure. And while you guys are turning there, a quick reminder to the fellas, if you're here and you're able to make it next Sunday night, we're having our men's fellowship. We're ending Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, the study on Sunday night at 6 p.m. And so if you're interested, want to get connected, this would be a great way to get connected. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. We're doing hamburgers and brats on the grill outside. We're going to have some games and just some competition, should I say. Some competition, healthy competition. No fighting, guys. No fighting. So we're going to do that next Sunday, 6 o'clock. So plan to be here for that. Promise you won't want to miss. And then also next week we're observing the Lord's Supper. It's just a continual reminder here at Brimley Baptist Church as we look back at what Jesus did on the cross. That's what we're commanded to do. And so plan to be here for that next week as we observe the Lord's Supper. And then baptism. Almost want to say, have you been baptized? Raise your hand. But that would be too obvious. If you haven't been baptized and you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, it's a command. It's a command. And sometimes we try to walk the Christian life, but we're not following the instruction pattern that the Lord has given to us properly. You know, the first thing after believing in Jesus as our Savior is what? What's the very next thing we're supposed to do? Baptism. It's not teach a class. It's not any of those things. It's not trying to serve. It's following the Lord in believer's baptism. And so we want to help you with that. And so if you haven't done that, we definitely want to help you with that. And so finding rest for your soul. Psalms 23, we're going to be looking at the last three verses. And after next week, Lord's Supper, we're going to be jumping into the book of Ruth, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. So read ahead, prepare. We're finally getting there. And so today we're looking at finding rest in times of uncertainty. Finding rest in times of uncertainty. Psalms chapter 23, verse 4 would say, yea, though I walk through the valley of what? The shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Shadows have shapes, but they have no definition. There is an image, but there's no clarity. In the shadows, uncertainty can loom great. Uncertainty can cause many a restless and sleepless nights because we don't know for sure the outcome. Has anybody ever been there before? Uncertainty can rob us of peace and rest the Lord desires us to have in these times. It's easy for us in times of uncertainty to focus on the what ifs. You guys know what I'm talking about. The what if this happens, or the what if it comes back, or the what if I lose my, or the what if it doesn't work out. You fill in the blank. The what ifs of life. In times of uncertainty, we must stay focused on what is absolute in unstable times, and not let the wind of doubt and uncertainty cause us to go astray from the Good Shepherd. So we will look at today three absolutes to focus on in times of uncertainty that will keep us rested and in perfect peace as we go through times of uncertainty. And so let's pray, and then we're going to Well, before we do that, who's been memorizing their verse? Remember? Matthew chapter 11. We're going to say it together one more time. So hopefully you guys have meditated on it. I promise you, David said, I will hide God's word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So this is why we're challenged to meditate, to memorize on his word. So we, like Psalms 1 says, we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf all shall not wither, and whatsoever doeth shall prosper. So let's all stand as we read together Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You want to try to say it without looking at the screen? Come on. Can we do it with our eyes closed? Look, they're like, I'm going to change it so that you can't say it. Here we go. Let's say it together. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Good job, guys. That's what I'm talking about. All right. We're not done yet. Let's go back to the next screen. We're going to read what we're going over today. So there it is. Let's read this together. This is the end of Psalms 23. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Father, I'm just so grateful, Lord, just for your people, Lord, meditating on, memorizing, taking in, Lord, your word. Just a reminder to us of Lord, you are where we find rest at. Lord, there is no other place in this world that we can find restoration, where we can find true rest for our souls. You are the one that restoreth our soul. You are the only one that can... we can find that great rest, the rest that's more than just the physical rest, but for our souls. Father, I pray that you would be with us today. I pray that you would encourage us. I pray that you'd strengthen us today as we look at your word. In Jesus' precious name, we ask all these things. Amen. You guys may be seated. So we're going to jump right into it today. Number one, write it down if you want. If not, it doesn't matter. What is absolute? When we walk through the valleys of uncertainty, what is absolute when we walk through the valleys of uncertainty? Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes it can seem like we are walking through this valley of life alone. Has anybody ever felt that before? You're going through a difficult situation. You're struggling through that valley that is just difficult. It's dark. It's dreary. Maybe even feels like death. For the psalmist David, who wrote this, the valley he was walking through was the shadow of death. Now I want you to think about David's life. I mean, how many people tried to kill him? A whole lot of people tried to kill him. For him, this valley of the shadow of death seemed very real, whether it was Absalom, his son, or Saul, the king at that time who was chasing him. That valley of the shadow of death seemed very real to him. In fact, maybe even right around the corner. For him, it seemed like death was headed his way. The first absolute we must understand in times of uncertainty. And this is important. You know, we need not focus on what is uncertain, but what is absolute. The very first thing is the Lord is with you in the valley. The Lord is with you in the valley. Yes, it's so simple, but yet how we forget it. When COVID hits or when pandemic strikes or who remembers Y2K, and we're so focused on what's uncertain that we don't focus on what is absolute, what never changes. And here, David was able to walk through a very difficult time because he focused on what was absolute, what was guaranteed, what was certain. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Why? Say it with me. For thou art with me. It's easy for us to forget when we're in the valleys and the sun is darkened by the shadow of uncertainty, maybe even death, that the good shepherd is right by our side. We forget sometimes when we're going through, difficulties, struggles in our life. God, are you there? Are you with me? It's good for us to understand. I like how he uses the term shadow or the word shadow. It's good for us to understand shadows can't hurt us. Sometimes we forget that. Shadows can't hurt us. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of, he doesn't say death. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of. The shadow of. For us as Christians, let's be real. When I hit the grave, that's not the end for me. Now, that's just a picture because I'm going to live with Jesus forever through all of eternity because not anything that I've done, but because of what he's done. He's the one that died. He's the one that rose from the grave. He's the one that covers our sins, my sins, hopefully your sins. And it's sometimes if we're not careful, we look at that looming shadow as though it can hurt us. And yes, shadows, they can't hurt us, but they can scare us if we take our eyes off of the Good Shepherd. You know, when Peter was walking towards Jesus on the water, he stopped looking at Jesus and he started looking at the waves. He started looking at the shadows of what could be. He could drown. He could sink. And he got his eyes off of Jesus for a split second. And what happened? He began to sink. But who was right there by his side? The Lord. Lord, help me. I love what Matthew 28:20 says. This is Jesus' last words before he literally goes up into heaven. He says, and lo, I am with you sometimes. Is that what it says? Thank you, Steve. It's not what it says, right? He says, lo, I'm with you what? Always. Not sometimes. Not part of the times. Not just in the good times or just in the bad times. He says, lo, I am with you always. Even unto the end of the what? The world. And here, that reminder, I love this poem. It's a good reminder for us. Maybe some of you have heard it. It's called The Footprints in the Sand. I've read it before, but I'd like to read it again. It says, one night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sands. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest time in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, that you would never leave me. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trials, those greatest trials and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I carried you. Oh, that's so beautiful. You know, especially when we're thinking about the Lord as my what? Shepherd. That little lamb that just can't walk, that little lamb that can't continue. Hey, we're that lamb. We're those sheep, and I picture the shepherd picking up that sheep, putting it on his shoulders, carrying the ones that are weak, the ones that can't walk themselves in the hard times. You know, one absolute thing that we need to focus on in times of uncertainty as you do walk through life's valleys is you must always remember the Lord is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When you go through the valleys, even though it seems like there's a shadow of darkness and you can't see the presence of the Lord, you must take comfort in what He says, not how you feel and not what you think. Our Christian culture has went so far to the left on feelings. It's all about feelings. No, it's all about the tangible written Word of God. I could take my feelings and throw them out the windows if my feelings do not line up with what Scripture says. And if I'm going through a difficult time and I feel like the Lord is not with me, then that's my feelings. That's not the truth of God's Word. And in times of uncertainty, we must adhere to the truth, the absolute, that He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. For lo, I am with you always, always, in the good and in the bad. The absolute, the Lord is with us, with you in the valley. But next, the absolute, the Lord will lead you through the valley. The Lord will lead you through the valley. I like it. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley. I like he didn't say, I went into the valley and the Lord told me to build a house and live here in the valley. No, I love it. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, we might go through times of storms and difficulties in our life. It's not we might. It's there's an absolute that we will. But the Lord always sees us through to the other side. I think about when the disciples, Jesus told the disciples to get on the ship, and they get on the ship and He says, go to the other side and I'll see you there. The disciples obey the Lord. They get into the ship. They're doing exactly what the Lord Jesus told them to do. And what do they run into as they crossed the Sea of Galilee? They hit a storm. The boat being almost capsized, man, just filling with water. And you know, guess what happens? Here comes Jesus along the sea and calms the sea and gets them to the other side, just like He said. You know, if there's one thing we have to realize in life, no matter what you're going through, the Lord has His way in the whirlwind, and the Lord knows how to get through the storm. The problem is when we as sheep say we know a better way, and we turn from the shepherd in the valley of the shadow, trying to find our own way, trying to make our own path, and we get lost, and we live in a place of depression, a place of anxiousness, a place of despair, because we've stopped following the good shepherd through difficult times. Hey, listen, we're all going to go through sickness. We're all going to go through relational struggles. We're all going to go through financial struggles. We're going to have issues, and you have a choice. You can follow the shepherd through that valley, or you can say, hey, I know what's best. I know how to get through this. And find out on the other side that you truly don't. See, as we follow the good shepherd, He takes us through the valley. The good shepherd doesn't leave us in the valley. He walks us through the valleys of life. Remember, whatever you're going through, I like to remind myself of this when I go through a difficult season of my life. This too shall pass. I say that. I remind myself, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hey, what I'm going through isn't going to last forever. This too shall pass. The absolute, the Lord is with you in the valley. The absolute, the Lord will lead you through the valley. Next absolute, the Lord will protect you in the valley. The Lord will protect you in the valley. I love what he says there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what does the psalmist say? I will fear no evil. We forget that sometimes, you know, whatever the virus was, you know, I done forgot what it was by now. But, you know, whatever it is, you know, sometimes we forget that the Lord is our protector. The Lord is our keeper. And I love how David, you know, and if he was referencing maybe when Absalom, his son, was chasing him off of the throne, trying to take his life, or when King Saul was chasing him for his life, he said, I fear no evil. Why? Because he knew that his protection rested in the shepherd. You remember, see, David himself was a shepherd, and remember the lion and the bear that came after those sheep. He understands the role of a shepherd. It's not the sheep. See, sheep are defenseless creatures that are dumb and stinky. Okay, that's us. And the shepherd, it's the truth. I mean, you can talk to Carol. She's got a couple sheep. She'll tell you the truth. You know, that's us. And here, the shepherd's role is to protect the sheep. And David, being a shepherd, he went and took that lamb out of the mouth of the lion and saved that lamb from that bear. It's the shepherd's job to protect us, not we ourselves. See, the enemy that desires to get us is way stronger than you or I. See, that enemy isn't the person on the street with a gun or this virus or this or that. No, the person that the Lord protects us from, that he is stronger than, it's that roaring lion that walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That enemy, our enemy, the devil, who wants to chew us up and spit us out. Hey, the Lord is our protector. I love that David finds great peace and great rest when he says, I will fear no evil. He's not worried about what's coming his way because he says, why? For thou art with me. I know that he's not leaving me. I know that he's not going to leave me to fend for myself, knowing that he would be helpless against that enemy. You know, it's interesting to me that what we focus on usually controls our emotions. When we go through difficulties, if we're focused on the news, if we're focused on, oh, Y2K, if we're focused on the coronavirus, you know, when we get our focus off of the Good Shepherd, what do we begin to do? We begin to live a life of fear. Why? Because we're no longer looking at the safety that the Shepherd provides for us. We're, oh, no. What am I going to do? Because we're so focused on that issue, that uncertainty in our life, we begin to be enwrapped in it, and it begins to consume us and take over our thoughts because, oh, it's what the doctor says or this or that. Here, he says, I will fear no evil. My focus. Yes, I have somebody trying to kill me, David could say. Yes, I have somebody hunting for my life every single day, but you know what? I fear no evil because the Good Shepherd's with me. The psalmist was focused on the shepherd, and therefore he had no fear in times of uncertainty. On the other hand, like I'd mentioned, if we focus on everything other than the shepherd, we're going to be having fear. We're going to be living a life of worry. We're going to be filled with anxiousness and anxiety and depression because we're so focused on everything else. But we can find, and this is what sometimes we forget, we can find comfort and consolation in his protection. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they what? Comfort me. They console me. They give me peace. So you know what David's saying? In the most difficult, darkest times in my life, I can find comfort. How contrary is that to what the world will tell you? Comfort's got to be found at the end of a bottle. Comfort's got to be found in a joint. Comfort's got to be found in a relationship or sitting at a slot machine until you waste all your money away. This is where comfort's found. No, comfort is found in the presence of the Lord. It's found in his presence, even in the most difficult of times. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. These two items are symbols of his power and his guidance. The rod is to protect us. It's that picture of a club or a weapon that the shepherd would carry about with him to fend off the enemies that would try to get his sheep. But then the staff, that was that hooked-shaped rod that he would gently reach over to pull those sheep that maybe are going astray, or to help that one that's fallen upside down. They can't get up. I guess when they fall upside down on their back, they need help. I mean, you know, helpless creatures they are. And he says, hey, I find comfort in those things. Focus on what is absolute when you walk through the valley of uncertainty. Focus on that the Lord is with you in that valley. Focus on the Lord will lead you through that valley. Focus on the Lord will protect you in the valley. But then we see another absolute. Number two, what is absolute when we are surrounded by the enemies? What is absolute when we are surrounded by the enemies? And I like verse 5 here. We see first, we have his unmerited favor. We have his unmerited favor, or his undeserved favor. Look at it, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We don't deserve that. Would anybody agree with that? We don't deserve that. Here we have his unmerited favor, and it's almost like the shepherd's taunting, daring those enemies that are around. He preparest a table before me in the presence, in the very presence of mine enemies. They can't touch me. They can't lay one finger on you or I as we are in the presence of the shepherd. We have already established the Lord's protection that we don't need to fear the enemy, because his rod of power protects us. What peace and rest this can bring to our hearts and mind. But it also amazes me here that the one who should be served, of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, the one that should be served, is serving the ones that don't deserve it. The one who deserves to be served, the one who deserves to have his feet washed, is literally getting down and washing the feet of those who don't deserve it. That unmerited favor. And he is doing so in the very presence of the enemy. It's almost like the shepherd is showing our enemy his love and favor on us in our lives. Can you picture that? Why do you love them? You know, I kind of hear the enemy. You know, why would you love them? Look at what they did to you. They nailed you to the cross. Why would you love them? But yet, in the presence of the enemy, we are literally, the one who we should be serving is literally preparing us. I think about heaven. John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a what? A place for you. You know, right now in heaven, the Lord is preparing a wonderful feast for you and I when we get to heaven someday. That marriage supper of the Lamb. We not only have his unmerited favor, we have his undeserved provisions. You know, the end of verse 5, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That cup runneth over idea is saturation, complete saturation, without room for one more drop, completely saturated in. When we understand the shepherd would put this anointing oil on his sheep for healing wounds, as well as for the comfort from annoying insects and would otherwise irritate the sheep, causing them to be restless, they would literally anoint their sheep with oil. We are anointed by the good shepherd with the Holy Spirit, indwelled, completely saturated and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Man, you know, and in that, we have everything that we need. We lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And not only his unmerited favor, his undeserved provisions. The psalmist says to us today, my cup runneth over. The good shepherd has given me more than enough. Number three. What is absolute when we follow the Good Shepherd? And we'll close with this one. Verse number six. What is absolute when we follow the Good Shepherd? Verse number six says, Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Underneath of that, you could put, because we follow Him, goodness and mercy will follow us. Because we follow Him, goodness and mercy will surely follow us. If that doesn't excite you, I don't know what will. God is so good to us. We have a guarantee, a promise that as we follow Him, goodness and mercy is literally behind us, following us. This is a good reminder for us when we're going through the valley that are low, or where we might be tempted to say God is not good. This is a good reminder for us that God is always good. Even in the valley. Even in the valleys. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all. It doesn't say part of my days. It doesn't say some of my days. It says goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days. Hey, your cup is half full or it's half empty. The Bible says He daily loadeth us with benefits. The question is, do you even see the goodness of God in your life? Are you so focused on the valley of the difficulty, the uncertainty, that you're missing all the blessings and all the goodness that God has poured out on you? Because God has been good to us. When we follow the Good Shepherd, His mercy and goodness follow us all our days. Not just some of them. I like what Psalms 16:11 says. It says, thou wilt show me the path of life. That's us following Him. We're finding the path of life. Yes, we might have to walk through a valley that's filled with the shadow of death, but we will find the path of life. He says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. There's happiness. There's rejoicing. But then He says, at thy right hand there is pleasures forevermore. That goodness and mercy that comes, not when we're religious, not when we show up to church on Sunday, but when we have a relationship, a real relationship with the Good Shepherd, where on Monday morning we pick up the Bible and we have a genuine walk with the Lord. Remember last week when I talked to you, the Lord is my shepherd, David said. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. It's personal. It's between Him and the shepherd. We need to get back to that as Christians, as it's me and Him. Having that personal relationship with the Lord. Yeah, you may have stumbled. You know what? Hey, you might not have read last week, but you know what? You can always get back and open the Bible today. You can always go back and open the Bible tomorrow and have that walk with the Lord. But then that last absolute is, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, that's my hope. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Anybody know that song? This isn't our home. Someday we are going to dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. And in fact, we essentially are dwelling in the presence of the Lord even now. We are in His house here today. Yes, and while we're in His building, the church, we're the church, His house. But someday we are going to be in His presence forever when our faith and trust is in Him. I don't have to worry about ever being separated from my Savior, because I know the absolute certainty that I and those who put their faith in Jesus will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Psalm 73:24 says this, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me into glory. Man, that's going to be a great, great time when the Lord receives us into glory. You know, with a recap, I don't know how the Lord spoke to you, but I would say, how did the Lord speak to you? What verse stuck out? Boil down what I said and elevate what the scriptures say. And how did the Lord speak to you? What stuck out to you? Focus on what is absolute when we walk through the valleys of uncertainty. The Lord is with you in the valley. The Lord will lead you through the valley. The Lord will protect you in the valley. Are you in a difficult time? Are you going through a hard season right now? What is absolute when we're surrounded by the enemy? We have his unmerited favor. We have it. He's preparing for us a table in the midst of our enemy. We have his undeserved provisions. And what is absolute when we follow the shepherd? Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. I love what David said in Psalms 34. He said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. You know, now that I think about it, I can't ever say I've seen anybody that followed the Lord lack anything. We talked about last week the prodigal son. The only reason he lacked and was eating a slop of the pig pen was because he walked away from the Father, where all the provisions were at. But I've not seen a Christian that's walking with the Lord that lacks anything. And they might not have the dollars and cents, and sometimes we put so much emphasis on that, but that's not the emphasis. It's that the Lord provides everything that we need. And so today I will ask you, how did the Lord speak to you? What was your takeaway today as we prepare? My wife's going to come and sit at the piano with heads bowed and eyes closed. Let's take a second to reflect on what we heard. When we focus on what is absolute, not what is uncertain, we will find great peace and great rest. Remember, finding rest for your soul starts with following the Savior. You know, as we go through times of uncertainty, are you going through a time of uncertainty? Maybe the doctor's saying, hey, we don't know. Maybe your job's saying, layoffs are coming. I don't know how the uncertainty is waving its head in your life, but what I can say is, are you focused on the Savior? Are you focused on the shepherd? There's great peace and rest. Our great shepherd is still the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He will see you through the valleys of uncertainty when you follow him. Don't stray from him. You know, maybe there's somebody here today that doesn't know the Lord as their shepherd. Maybe they've been religious. Maybe they've went to church. Maybe they've confessed to a priest. But none of those things make the Lord our shepherd. Jesus says, I am the door of the sheepfold. The only way to be part of the flock of God is to enter through Jesus. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Have you went through the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? To be adopted into the family of God? When was that time where you put your faith and you called out to the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe in you that you're the Son of God and that you rose from the dead. Lord Jesus, save me. However the Lord spoke to you, pray it in today. Don't just walk out the same way you came in. As the worship team comes, let's pray. Father, I come before you and I do just, Lord, thank you for being that good shepherd. Thank you that we can have great stability and great confidence because we have you, the one who is the same today, forever, yesterday. You were the same, you'll be the same today, and you'll be the same forever. You're consistent. You're faithful. You're true. Lord, I pray that you would help us as we walk through different times of seasons of uncertainty in our life, that you would help us to focus in on you, to be reminded of the absolute, that you are with us in the valleys, that you will lead us through the valleys, that you will protect us in the valleys, that as we follow you, goodness and mercy will follow us. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would encourage and strengthen each person where they need it the most through your word. Father, do bless your people today with your word, with that nourishment, with that manna from on high. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen.
If you would like more information about today's sermon or how to become a follower of Jesus Christ, please visit the Contact Us page at brimleyworship.com.